Suppose your links have married me and Hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Josh.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes.
And here we are. Yes, Miss Tracy, once again, it is reality check time. This is when we bring to the airwaves all the juicy gossip of those crazy rich housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
We love it.
We are so excited, by the way, because it is true. The Real Housewives of Orange County are back.
They are back, girl. Ooh. I am so excited. I think this is going to be a really good season.
It's going to be super good, by the way. Hi, Facebook Live. Hey. I feel like we haven't been on Facebook Live with reality check in a while.
We haven't.
Well, no, we've been gone.
We've been out of town.
We have.
All this other stuff. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
All right. First off, before we even get to that, because you and I were gone when this actually first premiered.
Yes.
I'm loving the looks of what they're looking on the actual trailer, how they promote when they're all in blue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
I love that.
I know. Yeah. I mean, everybody looks amazing.
They look super amazing, especially Miss Shannon.
Shannon
looks
amazing. She feels amazing. I love seeing her like this.
I know, right?
She is so fun and happy and making out with everybody. And I mean, gosh, you know.
It is true.
A year ago, she was so down and depressed. And I just love seeing her like this.
I mean, she looks amazing. Again, she got a trainer. We met him last year when she was very depressed.
Yes.
Going through a horrific tumultuous relationship with now her ex-husband.
Yes.
She's lost 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And girl, she is making out with everybody.
She is. And you know what I love? She's just going out and having good old-fashioned fun. Like, she's just like, you know, I'm just out having fun.
Just doing her
thing. Which is great. Yeah.
I know, right?
That's the best revenge.
Looking really good.
Yeah.
I would say also who looks really good, and she is brand new to the show, Bronwyn.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of like her already.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
I want to look like that with seven kids.
Seven kids? Like, how?
Okay, here is your typical, this girl has everything under the stars.
Yeah.
She must have did something really good as a baby because God has gifted her.
I know.
Whoever the God is in your life, but seriously.
Seriously. I mean, I was thinking the same thing. Her family is amazing.
Her husband is way hot.
He's way hot and he helps her.
Yes.
Yeah, they just seem like they have a really great balance and they're healthy. Like,
they
take time to have alone time. I love the fact that they have a little apartment.
A little apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, her kids stem from an 18-year-old down to a 1-year-old.
Girl.
Okay.
She picked up that baby. I was like, girl.
And her body is to die for.
Yeah, it is.
And again, her husband's super hot.
Yeah.
Let's talk about someone's relationship that is not looking hot whatsoever.
Oh,
and that
my
is
gosh.
Emily.
Girl.
And Shane.
Ooh. Okay. We haven't been a fan of his anyway. Because, you know, last season, I love when these shows say, well, the editing and stuff like that. He came off like a real jerk last season.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He is a real jerk this season. I mean, the way he spoke to her, she is having a dinner for her her mother-in-law, right?
A birthday dinner. Like a birthday celebration.
He is studying for the bar. I have no idea what it's like to study for the bar. I would imagine it's
crazy. He's tried like seven times and hasn't passed.
So I understand the insecurity, right?
Sure.
Like, he feels a lot of pressure from the family and everything. The way he talked to her, though, I mean, and it's like he's just gone AWOL. Like, he's like, okay, I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. Mm-hmm. I just have to focus on this. It's like, no, life actually still goes on.
Right.
You know.
It still happens. I know you're busy, but I'm busy too. Let's not forget that Emily is an attorney.
Yes.
Okay. She has passed the bar.
She has.
Her family has passed the bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Shane, her husband hasn't.
Sister. Right.
So she has these kids.
Yeah.
It's a mutual decision.
Right.
Okay, I will let you study your butt off.
Right.
And do what you need to
do.
Right. Although now she has had to, you know, step back in her life. She doesn't have time to go work out.
She's a
to do anything.
Mom.
To do anything.
Single mom with three kids. So do you think, and I was listening to a podcast on this. Someone was saying, like, is he cheating on her? I don't think he is.
Ew. Look at him.
I know. You know what?
Ew.
Honestly, I wouldn't. Okay. The only reason that we think that he is not attractive is because he's not. But it's also.
No,
but it's also
not.
His personality, girl, that makes him really unattractive.
So this was like the conversation. So she's having this birthday party, whatever, and she calls Shane.
Yeah.
And he calls and her mom's like, oh, it's Shane on the phone. It's Shane. So Emily takes the phone and he's like, I don't know what's going on over there, but I keep getting hounded. Like, this is harassment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to come over there, basically. So leave me alone.
You can't even say happy birthday?
No. Girl, you know what I have in my hand right now?
He's a spoiled little brat.
By the way, we're on Facebook Live. You know what I have in my hand right now?
Girl.
I purchased this coffee cup from our local Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could give this to Emily to put this into her husband's ugly face.
Yes.
It would be responding, I am not responsible for what my face does when you talk.
Okay.
And that should be the middle finger.
First of all, I wouldn't even put up with
that. Thank you, girl.
I wouldn't even put up with
that. Oh, he's mousy. He's mean. He does not do anything.
There's something weird with their marriage. There is.
They're not happy.
They've been together for 10 years. There's just something really awkward.
I think he stays with her because she's the breadwinner.
I think so, too.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That's why he's probably getting his bar, and because he's so...
Yeah. He takes care of the kids.
And he's so miserable that he's like, all right, I'm going to try to...
there's something weird.
Try to get this bar exam passed.
Yeah.
Become an attorney.
Yeah.
And then I can move out and be able to, you know...
Yeah.
Pay my own way.
There is something really weird about the whole thing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's talk about another weird dude.
Yep.
Kelly's boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh. His face looks so scary.
Dr. Reagan.
It's like he had so much plastic surgery.
Oh my
God. That's what he looks really scary. And he talks kind of scary too, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's very gentle.
He is. Like too gentle.
I just want to let you know that I've had just a fabulous last couple months with you.
Yes.
Ew.
I know.
Can I say ew again?
It's so creepy.
What is up with the creepy dudes on this show?
Thing. Okay, so I remember before the season started, you know, she was all over social media posting pictures of them together. And I was like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, if he's treating her right, it seems like he's really treating her right.
Yes. Like,
but it's almost a little too much, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love if a guy gives me flowers or, you know, gives me nice things. But it almost seems like too much. Like, girl... No wonder why you're coming off like a gold digger, you know?
Right.
Because, like, it's just constant stuff.
Well, I love it. This is the funny thing. So, the plastic surgeon, again, this is her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I love how he gives her a gift and she thinks it's a ring, but he gives her these amazing teardrop earrings that are diamond. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But anyway, she gets her face done by him.
Yeah.
Shannon Bedore got her, like, little skin tightening lift done by him.
That was hard to watch.
She looks good, though.
She looks great, but when they show them in the surgery room, I just, it's
putting
hard for
a needle
me to,
in her.
They were like jabbing her face and her it's skin tightening, and she looked like a hot mess when she got in the car.
Listen, we're just being catty again with the guys, of course, on the show. But it's just funny because these women are so catty.
Girl, would
it's
you want to date your plastic surgeon?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Do you know how expensive plastic surgery is?
It is.
I don't want it yet.
That's like a conflict of interest, though. I don't know.
Anyway, he's super nice guy.
Yeah.
And he treats her really well.
He does.
The only guy that we don't like right now who doesn't treat her well because he's ugly from the inside
he
and that
is.
Protrudes
That's
out.
That's what it is.
Is Kelly's husband right now. By the way, you know what else is not very attractive?
What?
I don't know. We're on an unattractive
moment.
Yeah,
we are.
Her Mercedes. It looks like.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about her car.
It's the color of poo-poo.
Yeah.
That's a nice Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. No, it is.
Yeah. It's super nice Mercedes-Benz.
But can I just say really quick? I mean, okay, so Vicky is back on.
Yes, love
and
it.
And here's the thing. We were feeling bad that she got demoted, but here's the thing. Like, she's on the second episode already, and I think we're going to see her enough. But it sounds like to me, from what I've seen in social media, Kelly's into it now with Shannon, Tamara, and Vicky.
Oh, yes.
So I've been seeing that going on.
Of course, it is true that Tamara.
Yeah.
By the way, I love Eddie. Those two are still the hottest couple ever.
How does he deal with Tamara? I don't know.
Really? Do you think
I'm
she's difficult? Oh, yeah,
I'm
you're not
a
Tamara
fan. No, I'm not.
You're not a Tamara fan. But it's true. He's super hot, and we love him.
Yeah.
But she has a party.
She does a housewarming.
She has a housewarming party.
She moved to Kodo.
Again, she moved.
Yeah.
Rich people problems.
Kodo.
She lives now by Vicky.
But it's like they're acting like she really made it because she's in Kodo. I'm in Kodo.
Wow. So this is where it gets really hot and heated and awesome. The juiciest part of the segment is when it is true. Vicky comes and, of course, her and Kelly do not get along.
Right.
Because, again, if we remember, Vicky said she had a cocaine problem.
Yeah.
Kelly don't have time for you, honey.
She shouldn't have said that.
So take a listen to this.
She don't want to talk to you. Good. So if you want to talk to her, you got to do it on your own. But you can't be an asshole.
Why are you siding with her right now? Don't side with her right now. She's not innocent on all this. You guys understand this, right?
What if you went up to her and said, what can I do?
What can I do?
To make
How
this
can
better?
I make it better?
Don't be a
Go.
Okay. Kelly, can we talk?
I don't really want to talk to you. I have nothing to say to you. Really? I really don't.
You think you're a beauty queen?
Oh, my God. I don't.
What do you think you are?
No, I don't think. I have nothing to say to you, Vicky.
Leave me alone. Like, leave me alone.
I felt really bad for her daughter when Kelly was sitting with her daughter. And that's real thing. And I'm actually glad that they caught that because, you know, look, you know, this is all fun and games is reality shows. But you can't go around just saying, like, random stuff. It affects not only them, but it affects their family.
Well, like her daughter said, you know, she's a young girl. I think she's probably in middle school or high school. She's like, Mom, people are making fun of you. They're saying because you do coke all the time.
Yeah, she like her friends can't. The parents won't let them come over.
It's sad, and it's a lie. And then of course the big thing was that Kelly made a piggy emoji.
Oh my gosh,
and that's what that was all about. And then thanks to Slate Smiley. He's the one that gave her the Miss Piggy complex.
Yes.
That's some old school
and
right there.
And that's why she's gotten so many surgeries.
She has.
Oh my gosh.
This is just another key note to understand.
Yeah.
It is never okay to make fun of the way someone looks.
No, it's not.
Although we kind of were jabbing though at Shane a little bit.
We were not.
We weren't saying anything specific.
He is not attractive, but he's especially not because his personality.
But it's true. Like she said, it's just very mean to like say anybody is like fat.
Right. No, you don't sit there and nitpick on how someone looks. Yeah. And I think everybody's beautiful, but your attitude is the thing that can make you beautiful or not.
So
yeah.
But yeah, that'll keep going. This show's going to get good.
It's going to get really good.
I'm liking it.
Yeah. And I think even though I was down about Vicky being demoted, I think that they're going to fit her in good spots. Well, I think we'll get enough Vicky.
Oh, we'll get a lot of Vicky, honey.
Yeah.
She is everywhere.
I think so.
So it'll keep going on, honey.
Yeah.
And again, next week, of course, we always do Reality Check on Thursday.
Yes, we do.
Which is really fun.
Yeah.
We are out of time. I know we watched Southern Charm last night.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
It was, you know, it was good. I mean, the fact is that Madison and what's his name are back together.
Oh, Madison and Austin?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the big thing, right? And then they go to the party and they end up. Shep ends up bringing the girls that were in that video. I mean, that was the big thing.
I think the
revelation is that Shep has a thing for Madison.
For sure.
And that's why he's just so out to get her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know these two aren't going to make it.
You don't think so?
No, absolutely not.
No.
This is that love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
This is the relationship where Eminem created the song with Rihanna.
I
hate that I love you or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know that the girl who actually, the person to have created those lyrics is Skylar Gray from Mazomanie.
Oh, no.
Yes, honey.
I did not know that.
I was at Rookies, and there's a big picture of her, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so
that's
I love that
song.
Video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's how I see them. I don't think they'll ever get along. They're going to try, but they're going to get in a fight, and then they're going to break up again.
Well, I mean, I see your point, because they break up, get back together, I mean, sometimes that is a sign it's not going to work out. I don't know.
And I totally agree with their friends because I have friends that are in relationships like this. There comes a point where you're like, I don't want to hear about you him anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about your newest fight. I don't want to hear that you broke up. I don't want to hear that you got back together.
Because
I don't care
as
anymore.
As a friend, honestly, you don't know what to say or do anymore. Because anything, if you... Like when there's yo-yos like that, and then you say something that might be bad about him, and it's like, oh, how could you say that about him?
Yeah.
We're back together now.
Well, when it's for the 15th time, you just eventually, it wears on you as the friend who always has to be the one to listen to it.
I agree. And I feel like as a friend, you're walking on eggshells around it. You don't know what you're supposed to say, what you're not.
Right.
I mean,
just don't tell me.
Just stop at some point. I agree.
Just stop.
Just don't.
Just leave it to Tracy and I. If you want to call us and tell us about your toxic relationship, we'll share it with the world.
Yeah, we will.
That's Reality Check.
So nasty and so rude.